kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Anne-Marie Conanan. Nagbabalik siya mula sa pinakahuling pagbiyahe niya. Anne-Marie Conanan, nadiskubre ang panibagong pamamaraan ng paglalakbay. Meaningful travel, ika nga. Magandang araw, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Maridel. Good morning.
Maraming salamat sa panahon mo.
Thank you rin for inviting me again.
Nung huli tayong nag-usap, sinimulan mo yung push-pin movement. So, ito yung pagtulak ng turismo, lokal na turismo sa Pilipinas at paghikayat sa mga balikbayan o mga foreigner na bumisita at kumbaga mag-immerse sa iba't ibang lokal na komunidad. Sa pagkakataong ito, sinimulan mo naman yung meaningful travels.
Mm-hmm.
Kung hindi ako nagkakamali, parang unang taon niya ang meaningful travels?
Yeah, first time this year na I'm doing it full time. Kasi last year is more of like a sideline, on the side lang siya. But after I ended up my consultancy contract, I decided, and parang just go full time na with what I really want to do, which is meaningful travels.
Ano yung meaningful travels?
Yung complete name pala ng companies, Meaningful Travels PH. It's a travel platform wherein we normally go sa mga off-the-beaten sites, yung mga remote and rural areas, and still have the typical explorer or typical turista na thing, no? You explore, you discover, you learn about the culture. But one thing that's also really unique about what we're doing is we really connect with the community. Hindi ka lang yung tipong, pupunta ako dito, maganda yung bundok nila. Ganun. Sige, punta tayo sa summit or tingnan natin tong cave nila. Ganun. But then, after that, yes, really enjoying a lot and taking in a lot of the experiences. But what we're also trying to do is, once we've enjoyed or we've benefited from the places, we also go to the communities and we say, hello po, kumusta? Kami po ay mga travelers. And then we also link and connect with the schools kasi we have donors from Manila who would like to support kids. So we give mga school supplies dun sa mga bata.
Anne-Marie, base sa paliwanag mo, yung mga pagsasalarawan mo, ito ay parang backpacking sa Pilipinas. Hindi siya yung pangkaraniwang tourist sites na pupuntahan.
Yes.
Nabanggit mo kanina, naglakbay ka patungong bukid noon at doon meron kang natatanging komunidad na binisita. Nakasama mo yung isang komunidad, so umupo kayo, parang nagkwentuhan kayo, ganun ba?
So I normally go to mga indigenous communities. Ito yung mga lumad, yung mga different ethnic groups na normally very intact pa yung culture. Yung hindi masyadong na-influensyahan ng very Filipino, I should say. Yun, and so I've been to a lot of places already. Since I'm from Mindanao, I'm from Davao. So I've also visited communities in Bukidnon, as well as from my hometown, from our place, Davao City. So, normally what I do is I just go there, I look for the leaders, and then also present what we do na. Kaya, this is us, this is what we do. And then we also check kung ano rin yung meron sila, na what do they, ano rin yung gusto nilang ma-achieve sa community. And then what we try is we try to link and harmonize. Like in April, I visited this place in Bukidnon. It was headed by Datu Wawai Saway. He's an artist. And then, so I presented him na, Datu, this is us, this is what we do, we're travelers, but we're not just here to travel, but we're also here to really link and connect with the communities. And then also support a little bit of educational projects for the schools. Sabi niya, I really like what you do, but here's also what I want to do. So he presented na, he wants to create an agricultural pilgrimage.
Mm.
So parang he was saying na, I want to connect people from the cities to be more connected with earth, with how we produce our food, and really bring them back down, and then do a lot of environmental activities like tree planting, doing community gardens. Kasi parang for him, he's an artist. Parang he feels, parang I feel like a hypocrite singing to a dead tree but doing nothing. So yun, sabi ko, yeah, I really like your idea. And perhaps aside from what we do, we could really have that parang goal if we bring these people dun sa, ano, sa community nila.
So magandang... paraan na matuto at magkaroon ng kaalaman ukol sa mga katutubong komunidad sa atin, hindi ba? Kasi parang ito yung, pag naglalakbay tayo, ito yung aspeto na hindi na natin masyadong naaalala or nabibigyang pansin.
That's true. Exactly. And then, sometimes we've seen, di ba yung mga ethnic groups or yung tinatawag natin yung mga katutubong kultura, normally we just see them on the side or pag meron lang mga certain occasions.
Cultural presentation.
Oo, ganyan. So, iba pa rin eh, talaga, if you're really with them, and then you realize na, teka lang, parang ang dami pala naming dapat na matutunan sa inyo. Parang, you've been doing a lot, like as simple as eating healthy. Nagdala ko ng bisita this weekend lang to Carlig Mountain Province. Very simple realizations from the participants. They were saying it's very, na-appreciate nila as simple as eating healthy food, really living a simple life, and even yung mga pagbababay, tawag nun, bayanihan, and how sustainable their life is. So, and I guess it's just a matter of connecting and really learning from them, aside from just traveling.
So, sino-sino ang kasama mong maglakbay?
Iba-iba yung mga profiles nila. So, first, nag-research muna ako ng mga lugar na pwedeng pagdalhan. So, normally, mga referrals din ng mga friends, network, and then after that, so pag meron ng destinations, nakausap ko ng community, I launch it sa Facebook and then invite people to join. So, iba-iba yung profile nila, but mostly these are people who are working sa corporate or may mga trabaho sa government. And then, mga, even as mga balikbayan na parang andito sa Philippines and they wanna explore and also do good, mga retirees, yung mga mommies na hindi na masyadong busy sa work, so they also wanna travel, ganyan.
So magandang paraan din para ikangay magmuni-muni at kilalanin yung sarili mo at yung mga kapaligiran mo, hindi ba?
Very ano siya. Kung titingnan mo yung tour, it's
gano'ng katagal?
Meron kaming 2 days, but very rare yun, only by request of certain groups. But average of 3 days.
So yung mga biyahe mo o paglalakbay mo, ito ay mostly outdoors?
Outdoors. Currently this year, we're more of mountains, but next year, I'm planning to, even later part of this year perhaps, to integrate more island communities, yung mga fishing communities also.
Ano yung pinaka-paborito mo sa mga napuntahan mo ng mga lugar?
Wala namang specific favorite. Iba-iba yung beauty nila eh.
Bundok ka ba na tao o dagat? Ano mas gusto mo?
Actually, both ako. Basta nature in general. Favorite na akong favorite. Lahat sila. I'll give you an idea lang of the pieces. Kasi iba-iba yung ano nila eh. Iba-iba yung highlight or showcase. Like, we went to Carlig just this weekend. This is definitely really nice. Iba din yung, even the rice terraces, iba-iba din yung mga shape nila. So, we've heard about Batcad a lot of times, but if you go to places like Maligkong, I would say na, I haven't been to Machu Picchu, but I should say, oh my God, like sobrang layers of parang rice terraces na almost 360 degree yung view. Or just say, parang sobrang lapad lang na hindi ma-justify ng camera mo yung ganda. Yeah, that's one, Maligkong. And then we also have a hot springs na community na binibisita sa mainit. Na like the whole village, especially sa morning, para siyang as in, puno ng ano eh, kasi nasa backyard lang yung mga vents eh, so, ng mga tao. So, iba-iba talaga, like Barlig, more of mossy forest and lakes. Lahat sila maganda.
So, sa Pilipinas pa lang, marami ng mga lugar na pwedeng bisitahin. Hindi mo na kailangan lumabas ng bansa.
Oo, totoo. And then, I really travel a lot. And then, I would see even like, OMG, parang, let's say yung mga mountains na sinasabi, Pinoy, di ba mahilig tayo mag-appreciate kung ano meron sa labas. Like, pagtitin ko, oh my God, parang, ano, parang Swiss Alps or yung beauty ng mountains natin, kakaiba eh. I should say na, ano, meron din tayong dapat na, ano, mga bagay na ipagmamalaki.
Maraming salamat, Anne-Marie Cunanan ng Meaningful Travels.
Okay. Thank you, Ren, Maribel.
SBS, SBS,
SBS,
SBS,
SBS Radio.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.